meeting you.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey. So it's been a while.
So it's been a minute. Yeah, sorry about that.
Running into you here.
Didn't expect to see y'all back here again. But we took a little bit of a break. I mean, we were just feeling a little uninspired, I would say.
Yeah, I feel like this is a new direction for the vultures here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know, we'll see what comes of it. We're kind of just into the yap right now. We're all about the key.
We're all about the yap and the key. We're mm-hmm. We've done the research for a long time, and, you know, that stuff is interesting and fun, but...
I think until we have an idea that really, like, strikes us, that we're like, we need to dive deep into this, we're probably just gonna keep it light and just yap about what we've
been consuming. Keep it casual, and just do it whenever we are feeling it, and, yeah, this is just gonna be, like, what we've been watching, reading, listening to, etc.
Yeah,
lately.
Just what the vibes are, just like what is going on in pop culture.
What
generally.
Is going on?
What the fuck? What's going on? My tattoo really does kind of hurt. Like, the fuck?
Dude, that's a painful spot.
It didn't hurt the first time, though.
At all? Well, because you had
literally
lidocaine.
At all. Yeah, I think she still put a little lidocaine on this one, but I think because it was just like right at the surface and she did it quick. Mm. And it was like, and I was like, oh. I was sitting there like kind of like, oh, shit. That hurts a little bit.
I never got lidocaine on any of my tattoos.
I didn't on the other two, but she was like, you know, people always, you know, call you out for, like, using lidocaine and, like, because people
Who
are,
cares?
Like, blowy about it and, like, well, it's not real if you're not feeling the pain. And she was like, fuck those guys.
Come
and she's like, do you want lidocaine? And I was like, yeah, bitch, light me up. So she just rubbed that on there and it was good to go.
I hate that when people are, like, when people do that with, like, childbirth too, they're like, oh, you need to feel the pain, like you shouldn't take an epidural. It's like,
shut
girl,
the
what the fuck
up.
Are drugs for? I'm
yeah,
gonna take it.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna feel unnecessary pain. Like, why would I suffer through
that.
Unnecessary pain?
I already suffer enough in
else?
My daily life. Like,
yeah,
let me
fuck?
Live.
The frick?
The fuck?
Yeah. I mean, do whatever you want to do, but don't inflict that on everybody else.
Don't flick that on everybody.
Don't inflict that.
Yeah. So what's good? What's new with you? Like, I don't live with you.
Not much. I mean, you know, not the best start to the year, I would say. A little bit of a slow, a little bit of a shitty start. But I'm not even going to get into it. But I have been consuming a lot of pop culture. And you know what? It's been really beautiful. We've had a bit of a false spring lately here in Denver. So
there's always that false spring
nice.
Moment. Oh, yeah, I gotta whip out my false spring playlist.
I know. Although epic. It's ending. This is the last day, unfortunately. But, you know, yeah, beautiful false spring. That made my mood lift.
Yeah, literally when the sun is out, I'm like, wait, am I depressed? And I'm like, oh, not anymore.
No.
And then it goes back to being cold, and I'm like, okay. Well.
Even just, like, seeing... Fall spring is so powerful because even when you, like, just see people in the park, like, laying out and chilling and you
yeah.
hear the birds chirping, it awakens something in me that has been so dormant. And I'm like, wait.
You start crying.
Life is beautiful and, like, people are living and enjoying nature right now. Like, you forget about that in winter.
No,
you know?
Yeah, you do. You do for real.
You know what? I'm kind of hot as fuck in here.
Okay. You can take off
I'm
your...
gonna...
You
can... I'm not wearing anything under this. Well, I'm wearing a sports bra. So.
Okay, you can go put a t-shirt on.
I'll just sit in my bra, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like a tank top. It's like giving tank top.
Yeah.
Ryan goes out, he's like, what is going on in there?
I'm naked now, guys. Just kidding. No, not. That would be weird.
Bare
ass on the couch, remember?
Is he out on the couch?
Tony and I had a joke where, like, Ryan, our other roommate, like, came home and, like, we're both just, like, inexplicably, like, pussy out on the couch, like, shirt on,
like
shirt on, but, like, pussy out.
Like, socks on, but, like, pussy. You gotta air it out sometimes, you know?
Oh, you gotta air it out sometimes, but not on a public couch. No,
no. This specific couch that we're sitting on now. Oh, I have a show coming up.
Oh, promote that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pfft, any of you Denverites listening? February 20th, Skylark Lounge. That's 8 p.m. I don't know, something like that. Doors are at 8. Pull up. My band is playing.
Tony's first show, you guys. This
yeah,
is monumental.
I invited my tattoo artist today because she's like, she's totally like a, like she loves like going to shows and she actually tattoos someone from this band who used to work at Twist and Shout actually and who just played a gig with Sam. And
oh.
she was, because she asked me, she's like, do you know this band? And I was like, yes, I do, actually. And so, she was like, oh, yeah, they have a show coming up. And I was like, I have a show coming up. And she was like, when? Like, I'll totally come. And so I invited her.
Girl,
like,
everybody in your life is going to be at this show.
No, I know. I was like...
People you don't even know. Like, people are going to crawl out of the woodwork, probably. Worms. Worms are going to crawl out of the woodwork.
Well, I love worms. But no, I don't think anyone's going to crawl out of the woodwork. Like, who do you think would be there that would be a shock?
Mm, I can't really think of anybody, but it would, but it would just be, just, I mean, like, people that, like, we don't see as often anymore, maybe, like, crawling out of the
woodwork. Oh, maybe, maybe, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. But I was talking to my mom about it, because I don't think my mom's gonna come, because it's on a Thursday night. Like, if it was on a Friday, she was gonna come.
Yeah.
But we were, like, all joking about it, too, like, initially, because we were like, oh, it's gonna be, like, this person we know, and this person, like, all of our friends, and, you know, coworkers, and then I was like, yeah, and my mom. Like, it's, like, so random, because, like, my aunt might, like, be there, like, my dad might. It's just gonna be weird, but I think it's gonna be a nice, like, reminder of, like, you know, like, it's not gonna be anything crazy night, or, like, whatever. It's pretty chill. But I'm like, these are all the people that, like, are gonna show up for
love
you.
You.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's and gonna I'm be a nice reminder. You. Yeah, and I'm excited.
And I'm gonna open the pit for you.
I'm gonna look at you and I'm gonna say, Julia, open the fucking pit.
I'm scared.
No, I probably won't do that. I don't know what I'm gonna do up there. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
You're, I think...
I'm gonna, like, be maybe you'll possessed. Black out. Yeah, I think I'm gonna black out and crack out.
I have no fear for you. Like, I think you are a natural performer, and, like, wow. That instinct will take over when you're up there.
Thank you. That was actually really great advice. Like, nice words for
me. No, you. I think you really are a natural performer, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping that will just, like, take over. You know, I smoke a little weed. I, like, take one shot. Mm-hmm. I'm good to go, you know?
Yeah, then you won't think about
it. As long as I can remember the lyrics and not be nervous, I think it's fine. But even if I forget the lyrics, no one knows them. Well, except the ones that we do covers of. But, eh.
No one's gonna be like, oh shit, what the fuck, like, you forgot the lyric. Like, nobody gives a fuck like that, you know what I mean?
Oh shit, what the fuck, yeah. They had to make lasagna.
She's like, when you
they had to peel the tomatoes. Yeah, no, you're right. No one cares. Like, that's the whole thing when bands always say that, like, oh, when you mess up, like, no one even cares. Like, no one even notices.
Girl, know? I'm gonna tell you that I don't even know enough about music at all to even notice mess ups. Like, I don't know fucking instruments like that. Like, I probably wouldn't even tell.
No, I don't either. I don't either. Like, Trevor will, like, fuck something up and be like, oh, sorry, I, like, fucked that one. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know.
So, and even if you did fuck up, I would still be...
hype
raging.
That's the thing, it's about all about momentum. We're just gonna do, I don't even know if we're, like, as prepared as we want to be, but we're just gonna do it. We're just gonna
yeah
do
rip
it
the band-aid and, off
yeah. Yeah, so pull up everyone. But yeah, let's talk some pop culture. What's going
let's
on?
Dive in.
Should we talk about the Grammys?
Yeah,
I didn't watch the Grammys. I mean, I watched the performances, like, after the fact.
I watched the performances. I saw some of the awards, like, the biggest awards, and that
biggest
was it.
Swords, yeah. Swords. I mean, I like, know who won what, you know, 10-5, yeah. But I didn't, like, watch. I wasn't gonna, like, sit down and watch the Grammys.
No, yeah. I don't care that much. I feel like it was pretty good this year, though.
Like, I know, like, good year.
Like, it seemed like the people who won deserved those win. Awards. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Beyonce.
Charlie XCX.
Kendrick. Yeah, people...
Those are the top dogs.
The top freaking dogs. Yeah.
the top freaking dogs.
I'm glad that Taylor Swift didn't win. Didn't need one.
I can't stop watching the videos of her. The one that I sent you, bro?
I saw that.
Why was she the only one standing up? What was she do? What is she doing?
She's just such an attention seeker. Like, that's what it gives. It's giving,
yeah,
like...
I'm like... You're
it's like giving like she
woman.
Wants the cameras to be on her and she knows that people are going to record her reaction, so she's and I do think she is like genuinely enjoying herself and like enjoys the performances, but it just is like it just is cringe.
Oh, it's Sabrina Curry. She's the only one standing up
and her dancing is just
ew, like just why are you why it is giving yeah! Like look at me, like let Sabrina have her moment. Why are you standing up?
Exactly.
Is she drunk?
Probably,
but like, she's like white girl wasted.
So.
Then
no, really.
Like, why are you doing? No, someone in the comments said, "Taylor, sit down."
No, really, like, nobody needs to see all that. Like, okay, good for you. Show your support. Like, that's good. But can you not be obnoxious about it? Like, she's just very attention-seeking about.
She's very obnoxious.
She does.
It almost
everything
takes away
does.
From like I know you're. She's like trying to show like support, but it's. During the performance, it's, like, if no one else is, like, if that's not the vibe, you're taking away from the performers, like, you know, the attention on them.
Yeah.
So, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Weird as hell. Also, what's Kanye's wife's name?
I don't know, but she was fucking
her
naked.
Her whole pussy was out, dude.
Was she, like, sitting on the chair, pussy out?
Well, lips, yeah, she was, like, pussy out on the couch. Lips were... Lips could be seen. Nips could be seen. Lips and nips.
Well, she had like a fur coat, but then she took it off. But like, did she put it back on when she was sitting at the show?
I wasn't looking at her as she was sitting at the show. But on the red carpet.
After a certain time, like, on the red carpet, sure, but, like, after a certain moment, like, time, it's like, oh, are you, like, is this sanitary? Like, you got your lips out on the chair?
Well, I mean, like, she had a sheer, like, it's still, like, a dress, right? But, like...
Was it? I thought she was fully naked.
No. Like,
it just was a very sheer dress.
It was, like... fully see-through dress on, let's say. Now they've like blacked all the photos, like,
see, that's what
censored
I
censored it. I'm like,
the only ones I saw were censored. That's why I thought that she was just naked.
You didn't see? Oh, you didn't? I mean, like, the day after, all of the ones on the internet were not censored. Like, we pulled it up at work and we're like, yeah,
moon,
moon. Yeah, literally.
Moon.
Bozinga. Yeah. Where am I? Oh yeah, Kanye. Now it's a thing, like, bro. The shit he was tweeting, is that today? Yeah, this morning. Did you see that?
No.
Just more, like, Hitler, like, Nazi shit. Mm. And now, like, with just, like, the state of the country, like, it... Before it was like, okay, you're fucking crazy, like, whatever. Now it's, like, scary and it makes me, like, sick to my stomach. Like, when I saw that, I was like, ugh. Because then he's, like, talking about Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is, like, ugh. It's just, like, all fucked. Like, this isn't, like, a weird, like, offshoot thing anymore. This is, like, the real world. Like, this is mm-hmm. real life, and it's, mm-hmm. like, scary and, like, fucked up. Anyways, not to take it to a dark place, but I was just talking about Kanye and his naked wife, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't really have any other Grammys thoughts. Like, I don't... Yeah. Good. Like, pretty... Doji absolutely slayed. Like,
what
the performance
saying?
Was amazing, and mm-hmm, I'm glad that she mm-hmm. got the recognition she deserved.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was, like, the highlight of that.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it's award show season. Oscars are coming up.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see any noms for that yet. There are noms out?
There are noms. A lot of people are upset about the Emilia Perez being nominated, which looks...
Shit,
it really
yeah.
does look trash, and, like, why is that
why
nominated?
Is that, it's just an Oscar, like, grab, but it actually looks bad. Like, at least in the past, like, I feel like the, you know, just, like, those Oscar award-grabbing movies are, like, okay, they're, like, fine, but
yeah.
this just looks bad.
No, I've heard a lot of backlash about it.
Yikes, I kind of want to watch it just to see the
should team. We watch it just for shits and giggles? It's,
sure.
like, a terrible musical.
Yeah, we should do, like, an Oscars episode and then just, like, talk about, try
we
to
should.
Watch as many as we can that are nominated and then just, like, talk about, like, okay, does this deserve to win this, you know,
mm-hmm.
category or not?
Totally, yeah. Because we have been on our movie grind, so let's freaking move into that, shall we?
We've been watching schmovies, yeah.
That's
let's
kind
kick
of
it
our
off.
Winter thing, because, like, what else can you do in the depths of winter? Like, you know? Like, just watch movies. And there has been a lot of good
yeah.
movies that have been coming out, so.
Period.
Let's discuss that. Okay, I would start with Baby Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that, like, a month ago, and kind of gagged us.
Gooped and gagged. I thought it was great.
I liked it, too. I was going into it thinking it would just be, like, silly fun, like, sexy, weird, silly fun, but I didn't think it was going to be actually good.
Yeah, it was, like, a
thought-provoking movie. And I was, like, pleasantly surprised.
Travis asked me
that
the other day. He was like, did you like Baby Girl? And I was like, yes. And I was like, and Harris Dickinson? I was like, it actually was good, but Harris Dickinson is hot.
That's certainly part of it,
yeah.
part of the appeal, but it was funny, and, like, Nicole Kidman slayed, and...
Yeah, we were, like, laughing out loud at parts. Like, laughing.
Okay, but it was crazy in the theater, y'all, because Tony and I went on, like, a Saturday afternoon, right? And then we were, like,
yeah.
sitting in the front and, like, pretty
no.
up close, and we were completely surrounded on all sides by
middle-aged,
like,
to, like, older couples.
Couples, like, Gen X couples.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, are y'all
okay,
trying to,
like
spice up the sex life
yeah.
or what's going on? And I specifically remember the couple I was sitting next to. The lady, like, reaches over and she's, like, touching her man's thigh, like, touching his knee and thigh, and he was wearing ripped jeans and she was snaking her fingers in his ripped hole. And I was like, yo, chill, like, we're at a public theater.
That's suggestive to be putting her fingers in his ripped hole.
No, really, I was looking over, like, out. Okay, guys, like, I know it's, like, a sensual movie, but, like,
keep it in the room.
Ooh,
like,
keep it in the bedroom.
No, literally, it wasn't even that graphic.
It wasn't as sexual as I expected. Like, it
was. Like, Helena
was
like, oh, it definitely was, like, soft porn. I was like, I don't know about that. Like, this seemed pretty, like, it was about sex. But
yeah.
it was pretty standard, like, the amount of, like, nudity and stuff that they showed.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty much like any other movie you
It
watch.
Wasn't like 50 Shades of Grey.
I never saw that. Is it actually, like, soft porn?
Remember
when all the
yeah.
moms, all the moms were reading 50 Shades of Grey?
No, there is certainly, like, a correlation here between, like, older couples and people who are just, like, maybe their sex, like, just isn't hitting as it used
yeah.
to, and so they have to, like, resort to the books and the films.
I mean, fair enough, that's gonna be me soon, for real.
Hey, I've been there. Like, you know, I was growing up reading fan fiction. Fan fiction was my porn.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that, but...
And we're done with that now.
But yeah, I don't think it's for everyone. Not a movie for everyone, but...
No, but it was good. And it was about, like, you know... It had its, like, setbacks. It wasn't a perfect movie, but it was at least good in the sense of, like, okay, this is, like, from a female writer and director talking about women and what they want in their relationships and in sex.
And, like, the pleasure gap.
Exactly.
We also saw Presence.
Ugh.
Which, unfortunately, dropped the ball.
But, yeah, I don't know. I guess, like, Steven Soderbergh, like, you know, he's just more of, like, a thriller, action-y type director. And I think, I don't really know what his goal was with this movie. Like, it's just because, like, if it was just, like, a thriller type thing, it was supposed to be sensationalized, it would have been fun and whatever. And, like, if that was what it was sold as and what it was, like, if that was the intention and that was clear from the beginning, then that I would have been like, okay, cool. And I wouldn't have been as disappointed. But because I went in thinking that this was going to be, like, you know, cinematic and, like, you know, profound. Like, profound and, like, thought-provoking and, like, poignant, then, like, when I saw it and it wasn't those things, I was like, what the fuck? Like, it just felt cheap. And so, I don't know. That just, like, didn't add up to me. I think it just was kind of mid.
It was trying to give Hereditary, you guys, where it was, like, it was, like, fucked up family dynamic, like, really good cinematography. But... it's not as good as Hereditary at all.
And even the marketing was like, ooh, it's gonna be scary. And it wasn't scary at all.
Like, it takes a different path than you expect. And, like, I think the idea was interesting, but it was just executed weird. It was also very short. Like, if it had just been longer, and the acting and writing were kind of bad. Like, I didn't believe any of it.
And that's exactly what Peter said, too. He was like, that dad was, like, so cringe. Dude, I'm like, dude, I know.
I didn't believe any of that. And I didn't believe that family dynamic whatsoever. It did not feel like a real family.
Mm-mm.
And they should have just, like, got into it more, and they didn't. And so when the ending happens, like, and it's a pretty poignant ending, like, it doesn't feel as powerful as it could have been if they had just, like, executed it better.
Exactly. Like, it just was not... Dude, it literally has, like, 88% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is crazy.
It was
Good. Reviews on, like, Google from, like, viewers, 2 out of 5 stars. So, like...
Okay, good. Yeah, for sure.
I think it's just people who... Because even Travis is saying that. He's like, but I love, like, Soderbergh, like, blah, 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 blah. And, like... But I'm like... But I don't know. Like, you can love, like, Contagion and, like... the Ocean's 11 movies or, like, whatever the fuck that are, like, ooh, fun, like, action movies or whatever. But this wasn't that. Like, I don't think that's what he intended with this. I feel like he was trying to go a different way or something. I don't know. Even if he wasn't, he was just trying to sensationalize it. There was just something weird about it where it's, like, his vision just wasn't executed very well. Like, whatever he had envisioned for the movie, what I saw on the screen did not match that in my like, it just didn't read for me. So
yeah, totally.
It was
all style, no substance.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and I mean, it looked cool and, like, whatever, but that's it.
Yeah,
like, that's
it really just looked cool, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep. Bad. So that was a little disappointing, but so then
from me. But then
that's a out of five for me.
Yeah, that's a big out of five.
Out of for me. But then we kind of redeemed it by seeing Companion.
Dude, one of the producers on Companion was the guy who directed Barbarian. So it's, like, all the same team that worked on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
It was so good.
I loved it.
Totally, like, very original, very fun.
Funny. Like, an actually good horror comedy, which is, like, same with Barbarian. Like, I went back and watched it. I think the first time I watched Barbarian, I was kind of like... It felt rushed at the end, and I was, like, really taken aback by the whole thing. And then when I rewatched and I understood what they were going for, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah,
like,
they're both campy, which I love.
Yeah, and I think then going into Companion with that same, like, idea, I was like, yeah, like, they did that good.
Yeah,
they
it's, like, clever. Good. Well, it starts off, and you're like, what the fuck? But then you're like, oh. And then it's like, oh. And then you're like, ha!
And you're like, oh. And you're like, oh.
I would watch that again. Like, I love that movie. That was so fun.
Okay, moving on. No, that's it. We're seeing one of them days tonight, so that'll be fun.
Well, I have
talk about your books.
Wait, I first want to talk about this TV show, though.
Oh, shit.
But then I'll get to my books.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk about your TV show.
Well, you seen it as well, I think, right? JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I watched that. I watched that in, like, a night with my mom.
Me too. I watched it in a night. I've never been that... emotionally affected by a docuseries before.
Really?
I cried like 3 times.
Yeah, it was sad. It's fucking sad. The parents. Actually, I cried too. Up. I think I was. My mom and I were both like tearing up when it was like the poor fucking mom. I was like, God damn.
I just feel so bad for the parents. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad for, I mean, the mom too, but the dad too, because remember
the dad went through his
eldest daughter died tragically, mm-hmm. and then his youngest daughter died mm-hmm. in a horrific way, and then his wife died of cancer.
His wife died of cancer, and then it was pinned on the brother, and then everyone, like, oh my it was pinned God. On them, it was pinned on the brother, like, they were, it was all just media sensationalization, because, like, even, yeah. you know, that happened in Boulder, mm-hmm. growing up, I had heard about it, you know, all mm-hmm. the time. And I always thought it was, like, the brother or the parents. Like, that was just what the narrative was for so long. Wow. So I'm glad that this documentary came out and put that shit in place. And it's, like, it was the whole police. Like, they just fucked up that whole crime scene. They did it so poorly. And then the media took that and just...
And the police were feeding the media information to make them believe that it was the parents.
That one fuck-ass detective guy.
Yeah, that detective, Steven, whatever the fuck. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Dude, literally fuck that guy. Every time he was on it and they were asking him questions, he was like, I don't know. I'm like, can
there
you
was
use
literally
words,
no evidence for like his theory about the mom doing it. Like, no evidence whatsoever.
That man was talking out of his ass.
Yeah, and it's just so it's so sad because when you watch the series, like you really do, like it's so obvious when you're watching the series that it was not the family and that it was an intruder and that like there were similar incidents happening at mm-hmm. the time in the area and they just never were able to find.
Yeah, literally similar things person. Going on, like people that they were like. Had as suspects, like mm-hmm. plausible suspects, and yeah. they still were like saying that it was the parents, these poor fucking parents.
I mean, I just feel so bad, like they literally had their life ruined, and then it's so Ugh. Sad to think that like the mom died without knowing like who killed her little girl.
I know.
Like it was, and yeah, it just made me really outraged and sad. But so, like, yeah. definitely, you know, fair warning because it's very
yeah.
intense, but
it is, yeah.
like amazing, and Netflix does not slay as much these days, but I have to say that
no,
like
they've been
their true crime docuseries always are good.
They've
like
been,
they
yeah,
really know how to do
they
that
do.
As well.
They've been up lately though, like
yeah,
Netflix
they're
kind of been
on
a come up, yeah, and mm-hmm. they're like the cheapest of streaming nowadays. Like everything else, you gotta fucking pay.
True,
so much money's for
so true. Yeah. So
now
true.
The only show I've been watching is Drag Race. This current season is amazing. The tea has been clocked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only show I've been watching.
Well, we started watching The Bachelor
oh,
most recent
yeah.
season, and
kinda
that was
eats.
Enjoyable because we Tony and I have never really liked the never really watched The Bachelor,
yeah.
but we're like reality TV gurus.
Yeah.
And we're like, why don't we give this a fucking try? And
so we're like 2 episodes.
I'm enjoying
in,
it.
Yeah, I would watch some tonight after the schmoof.
Definitely.
We just be watching shit. It's my day off. Look at the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else? You said you had some books.
Yes, guys. I've been back on my audiobook grind
yeah,
recently.
Damn, I've only read one book since, like, the last time we did this.
Well, I'm reading... I'm currently reading a really long book, which is slaying so hard. It's called Rebecca. That's, like,
mm-hmm.
a physical book I'm reading. It's very much, like... gothic mystery vibes. It's a Hitchcock movie
yeah.
was actually made out of it.
I think I've seen the Hitchcock movie.
Oh really? I
yeah.
really want to watch it, but it definitely has like a Hitchcock vibe, but
yeah.
also it's kind of giving the way it's written is very like opulent, so it's kind of reminds me of like
mm.
The Great Gatsby, and I love The Great Gatsby.
I
like.
Love The Great. Wait, I'm gonna read that.
No, I think you would like
I
it.
Would, I
it's,
think I'd really
it's,
like
it's
it.
It's written in the 1930s, but it's very easy to read, and the plot is like. I'm like, I sit there and I'm like gagged. Like, I really has gotten me out of my reading slump. Like,
okay,
I
fuck.
Love
I'm gonna
this
read
book.
That next. I just finished High
so
Fidelity.
Fun.
Have you seen that movie?
I didn't see the movie, but I
oh.
saw the series with Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
And
Jack
I liked
and I were
it.
Gonna watch it soon if you wanna watch with us. But
yeah, I love Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah,
because
it's his book.
Was it a good book?
Yeah, it's like it's funny because I pictured Jack reading it and I was like, this is so funny because like low-key just like a romance, but it's like told from like the guy's perspective. So it's like it's interesting to like get like. I don't know, a different perspective on, like, just, like, like dating. Like, it's just about dating and stuff and, like, relationships. And I'm like,
yeah.
oh, but, like, from a man's perspective, it's like, okay, like, this is for the boys. Like, this is, like, tea for the boys, you know? And I was just, like, picture him reading it. That's so funny. But, yeah, no, it was good. It was
okay.
good. Yeah, just,
good.
Like, a fun read. It kind of helped me get out of my slump, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to finish Perfume. Hopefully, and then, yeah, if whenever you're done with Rebecca,
dude, yeah,
I'm gonna jump on that.
I literally am loving it so much. But I also read, I kind of go in waves with audiobooks. Like, I usually don't, when I listen to audiobooks, I can't really, like, remember anything well. It's hard for me to kind of process it. However, I found that with, like, memoirs, it's a little bit easier somehow. Okay. I feel like when it's fiction, it's harder. So I read two memoirs that are both really fucked up, but really interesting. Yeah. So I listened to The House of My Mother, which just came out. And if you guys know Ruby Frankie, she was that family vlogger who was also, like, this culty Mormon lady. And she abused her kids. And a lot of that abuse is on the internet, and I really recommend you look into that case because it's fucked up, but it's really interesting and crazy. And it really, like, it's one of the first cases where you, like, see how family vlogging, like,
is affecting people. Yeah.
Yeah, and can turn, like, very dark. Mm-hmm. And so The House of My Mother is her eldest daughter, her memoir about growing up. I want to listen to that. It was really, really, and I recommend you listen to it on audiobook because it's, like, it's cool when it's the actual person who wrote it narrating it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, damn, so I like that one a lot. It's definitely dark, but it's tea.
Yeah.
And really interesting to hear about.
She.
And then I also listened to I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy.
How was that? I don't think I ever.
I liked it. I didn't think it was as good. I liked The House of My Mother better, but it was still good. Like, they're kind of, they touch on similar kind of topics, you know? Yeah. But, and this one was more funny, I would say, but also incredibly fucked up. And a lot of it is also about her eating disorder issues, which I wasn't really expecting.
Yeah.
But her mom, like, taught her eating disorder,
which is, and crazy.
It's just, it's, that one was more interesting to me just in the sense that, like, I grew up watching iCarly and loving iCarly, and don't just see knowing what's
going on behind the scenes.
I know, and just kinda knowing that about Jeanette McCurdy, like, it's kind of sad, but it was really good. So those are both, I don't like both about abusive mothers.
I know, that was, like, a weird little turn that you went on. You're like, let me, like, listen to audiobooks about abusive mothers. And I was like, okay.
Which is no indication of how my mother is. My mom is amazing and
very
wonderful.
Very, very different.
But, yeah, just interesting stuff. Because just when I listened to that first one, I was like, wait, this got me down a rabbit hole. And then it recommended I'm Glad
which is, like, it's, like, a huge book. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so those were really good. Would recommend.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're on your book grind.
I'm like, I forgot that reading audiobooks or listening to audiobooks slays, because then you get, like, really a lot more. I read four books in January just because I listened to two of them.
Yeah, I listened to two when we were moving last summer, and it was, like, awesome. I loved listening to audiobooks. I was like, okay. Because they were both memoirs, and they were read by the people that wrote
it's
the book.
It's easier, so it was with, like, memoirs, I feel like. Because I just tried to listen to a fiction book, Big Swiss. Have you heard of Big Swiss?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to listen to that on audiobook, and I just can't do it. Like, no, I'm struggling with
fiction.
Weird.
When it's a memoir, like, it feels reads like a podcast, you know?
Yeah, it does. It feels like a podcast.
You can kind of just, like, and, like, zone out a little more. Like, if you zone out, it's, like, not that deep, because you understand. You can jump back and be like, okay, like, I know where we're at.
But, yeah, so.
Awesome!
Anything else?
I think that's it. We gotta go soon to see
our
movie.
We gotta freaking go, you guys. Actually, we gotta go right now. We gotta leave immediately.
So, we literally have to go right freaking now.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be back. This was nice.
Yeah.
Nice catch up.
We'll see what the future holds.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Again, bye.